Thanks, Russ. I was wondering, do you want to go another 15 minutes each, or do you want to do direct questions?
There were a lot of things that you raised
that I didn't get to answer.
There's so many things. So, you know, because I will have questions like I do. So why don't we do this? Why don't you do a question or whatever it is, and I'll try to answer that. Then I'll do a question, and then you try to answer that, and we'll see how far that goes.
All right. Okay. I have to think of a good question now.
Oh, sure. Want me to begin?
Yeah, well, if you want, if you have a question there?
Sure.
All right, you go first, and then I'll go.
Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet's down, worshiping, obviously. Obviously, as an Old Testament prophet, too, he knows this is Yahweh. He's bowing down the declaration, the vision. He knows who it is. Any Jew today, you go to a temple today. Who is that in Isaiah 6? He's like, oh, that's the Lord God. That's the one God. That's the same God as the Lord of God. He is one. Correct?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then in the New Testament, we have the clear revelation of Scripture saying, who did Isaiah see? He saw Jesus high and lifted up. And the New Testament doesn't balk at that. This is Yahweh now in human flesh. The Scriptures is declaring him now as Isaiah himself. When he saw Yahweh, he was seeing Jesus Christ, pre-incarnate.
I understand. Okay, that's a good question. When I read Isaiah 6, there's a few things that we could bring up. One is that the text, as you rightly pointed out in Isaiah 6:3, says, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And Isaiah is undone in the presence of this awesome vision of God. And there are these seraphs flying around. And the question comes down, who shall I send will go for us? Then I said, here am I. That's Isaiah said, here I am. So the point here is, this is a famous us text where God is talking to his heavenly court, in this case the seraphs, and he's saying, who's going to go for us? Apparently humans are the agents by which God gets the message out. And then we get to John. I believe you're referring to John 12:41. And I'll just back up here. The context, there's a few quotes of Isaiah. In verse 38, there's a quotation from Isaiah 53, then a quotation from Isaiah 6 in verse 40. Verse 41 says, these things Isaiah said because he saw his glory and he spoke of him. I don't know where that high and lifted up is, but let me just answer it along the lines of John 12:41. Isaiah is saying that, John is saying that Isaiah saw his Jesus glory. I totally agree with that statement, Russ. I understand this in terms of the way that the Gospel of John uses the word glory, in particular, as F.F. Bruce has pointed out, that it's not just talking about his ascension. The glory mentioned throughout the Gospel of John is talking about his suffering, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, because once the suffering begins, the rest is solidified. It's going to happen. And so I believe that John here is referring to Isaiah when it's talking about the suffering, the prediction of Jesus' suffering. In Isaiah maybe 52 or 53, I believe the word glory is used in that context. I'd have to check that. This is the glory that Isaiah saw. If you read Isaiah 52 and 53, it speaks just exactly of Jesus and how the suffering he would go through in order to atone for the transgression of the people to whom the stroke was due. So that's how I read that one.
Well,
now, should you respond now, or should I ask my question, or what, how do you want
just to get a quick response on Isaiah?
Yeah, if you do a response, that would be good.
Thanks, because you mentioned again that, again, here he is. He's talking to his heavenly court. Again, angels did not have they had no part in the commission, even the Great Commission or the Old Commission. And the emphatic point of Isaiah 6 is not just alone about him saying, you know, who will go for us, again, that idea of plurality, which, again, I don't believe he was talking to seraphs. They were singing. They had no part. Seraphs have never had a part in the creation of man, the mission, or anything like that whatsoever. Those seraphs stayed there and did what they did. So I think plurality is again, revealed there. But more than just plurality, Yahweh is used, and it's clear that Isaiah saw Jesus.
Right. My contention was that he wasn't referring to Isaiah 6.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I was saying he's referring to when Isaiah saw his glory. He's talking about Isaiah 53, when he saw the things that would happen to Jesus and so on.
Well, there's also Jesus in John 17, return to me the glory I had with you before the beginning of time. So, again, there's his glory prior. Who he saw right there is the same one that when he said, before Abraham was, I am. Obviously, when he said, ego eimi, that's why they wanted to kill him. They knew, those Second Temple Jews, that they knew what he was saying, and they wanted to literally rip him to shreds because
they were pretty nasty, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm Yahweh in human flesh. But anyway,